Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 19th of February. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, where it looks as though we're in a mid-move consolidation, sort of bull flag of sorts, but a consolidation based around the 250 level. While we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking for further upside, obviously yesterday's peak at 339 in view, but the bigger picture, possibly over the next 1 to 2 months, is as high as now £4.50, which is the top of that rising trend channel from December. Seems unbelievable, but that's the sort of market we're in at the moment. Be cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end of day close above today's initial high, and that high of of Wednesday as well at £2.95. That should be enough to give us enough momentum to try and seek out that £4.50 rather pie in the sky target. But there we are. That's what it looks like at the moment on Argo Blockchain, a stock which is I'm arguably overtaken Argo this week in terms of the incredible technicals and the move that we've seen is Braveheart. I looked at this on Sunday when the chart was down here. We'd closed, I think, on Sunday at around 46 pence. And the target then was £1. Obviously, that was hit within, 2 days or something like that. The view then was that an end-of-day close above £1 could take us to £1.40, which is now not far off. So all speedy stuff here. And the view is that if we manage to crack £1.40, the target by the end of next month could be up to £2, which is amazing given the way that in December we were down at 12 pence. So this looks like the stock of the moment, at least on a momentum basis. A stock which I know a lot of people are willing on higher is Conduity Capital at the moment. And here, I suppose the good news is that we've managed to break above the 200-day moving average at 3 pence at the second time of asking. We had that bull trap, rather nasty bull trap at the beginning of the month through the 200-day line and up to 3.5 pence. The view now is that a decent end-of-day close above 3.5 pence should be enough to take the shares up towards the top of the rising trend channel that I'm attempting to draw at the moment, coming up to the 5.5 pence level, hopefully by the end of next month. Stop loss at the moment back below the 200-day line at 3.08 pence. Stock which is creating a bit of a buzz on Twitter at the moment is iNexus as a potential recovery play. Here we're looking for an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 8 pence on the top of this trend channel from October. If we can get that, then we're looking at 12 or 12 and a half pence, which is the wider channel there from back in April last year. Upside valid while we hold above the 50-day line at 5.5 pence, which is we've had support, various support points above that. It's a rising feature as well over the course of February, so that looks pretty like a pretty strong situation if you want to try and jump the gun looking for 12 pence. Onto a stock which is rather more straightforward in terms of the technicals and perhaps the fundamentals too. With Jubilee, we broke through the initial 2021 resistance, the peak of January at the 14 pence. The good weekly close today above that level should be enough to take the shares up to that November resistance line projection as high as 25 pence, maybe as soon as the end of next month. I think one or two people laughing at my optimism there, but the shares look to be pretty strong and the upside valid at least while we hold above the 50-day line at 12.5 pence, and ideally while we hold above last month's peak at 14 pence. It shouldn't really fall back below that old resistance now if we are to hit 25 by the end of next month. One of the favorite and most reliable signals for a multi-bagger is a gap through resistance, an unfilled gap through resistance. And that's what we've had so far at Oilex, gapping through the initial February peak at 0.15 pence, or 0.1050, let's say. And we had a little pullback from the top of the channel, the red channel there from June, at 2 pence. Can't get it, it's too fiddy to come up with all those little numbers. But we had a pullback from 0.2 pence. The view at the moment is that we get a decent weekly close above 0.21 or beyond. Then we've got a new leg up higher to 0.35, which is a March resistance line projection, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month, the fundamentals notwithstanding. Had a request for the next stock, which is actually one which shows the unfilled gap through resistance theory very well. I think I covered this stock around the 0.8 pence level after we'd had that gap through resistance through December, January resistance last month. And we've had decent, well, rather choppy progress since then. The view at the moment, though, is that while we're above the floor of the rising trend channel from November at 1.25 pence and the 20-day moving average, we could see Petroneft head as high as 2.5 pence or maybe even 3 pence over the next month or so. The 3 pence plus target on the basis of that resistance line projection from the summer of 2018. But Petroneft looks well set while we're above 1.25 pence. Over the near term. Stock which I couldn't resist looking at, even though it's not an urgent situation perhaps, but Rainbow Rare Earths making great progress here. Another example of a gap through resistance that started the rally here at the beginning of November. We never filled the gap, which is the positive there, and since then we've been in multi-bagger mode. Current situation is a nice little bull flag above resistance, which is another plus technical plus point or charting plus point, and the target here on any end of day close through 20 pence is up to 30 pence at that October resistance line projection. On to another stock which was requested. Here we've got Shield Therapeutics, which until today I thought it was looking rather sad and sick, but we've broken the falling wedge from December. That was around the 51 pence level, say. So while we're above 51 pence, looking for the top of that broadening triangle from December, as high as 80 pence by the end of next month. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe you'd wait for an end of day close above the 50-day line, but it looks as though with that wedge break, we are on our way. Stop loss back below recent support at 48 pence, but ideally we'll stay above the 50 pence level. Slow burn situation has been tertiary minerals, and we've had even a bit of a, well, we had the breakout through 0.4, which was the big move at the beginning of the month on the, what's that, the 5th of February. Rallied to 60, came back to 40, which is rather painful, but with that test, with that which would have shaken out the weak hands, let's say, looks like this on the second occasion will go up and stay up. The target here, once we broke 0.4, was 1.1 pence, and that could be hit as soon as the end of next month while we hold above the, at least while we hold above the 0.5 pence level, and well, I suppose 0.45 to 0.5 pence should be the support area now for tertiary, but 1.1 pence I'm sure will please long-suffering holders there. Stock which was one of the better performers in the second half of last year was Wishbone Gold, as it remodeled itself. And what we're looking for here is an end of day close through 15 pence. That was the late January resistance and early February resistance. If we can get that today, or we get a close above 15 pence early next week, we've got an initial target there at 22 pence, which is the top of the rising trend channel from November. Best case scenario target here, as high as 35 or 36 pence, which is an October resistance line projection that could be seen perhaps by the end of April, but hopefully 22 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss on all of this back below 14 pence on an end of day close basis. Finishing off with a stock which was allegedly a bearish situation, but seems to have bounced back after having another final, hopefully a final probe into the low 60s. We had the initial low there for February at 63 pence, and a slight bear trap effect there with the second low just below that. But a nice break of that resistance line there from January, around 75 pence, 76 pence yesterday. And while we're above the 76 pence level, on an end of day close basis, looking for further upside. Initial target, obviously, to retest 94 pence January resistance, with the best case scenario target, if the bears finally fade away, would be up to £1.20 as soon as the end of next month. But at least while we're above 76, looking for a return to the best levels of the year for Zoetic. That's it for me today. More updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.